Welcome back to the program, 739. Let us now take a look at some less than intellectual individuals in our news from around the world, shall we? Over the weekend, in Tavernier, where?
Florida.
That's right. 35-year-old by the name of Matthew Corp and his girlfriend broke up.
Aw.
That's sad. The actuality is she kind of dumped him, actually. Saturday, she was packing their U-Haul in order to leave. Matthew decided to make one last insane move to get her to stay. He called 911 and reported that his girlfriend had been kidnapped by two guys in a U-Haul trailer.
How did he think this was going to end?
Yeah, nobody really knows how that was going to win her back.
Although she was smart to leave. Oh, she was smart to leave.
The police report says, here's a stunner. He was drunk at the time. No. It seemed like such a logical thing to do. He was arrested for misuse of 911 and resisting arrest. That's a shocker, too. Now, in New Hampshire, on Friday night, a New Hampshire state trooper pulled over a 28-year-old woman doing 82 miles an hour in a 65. That's not that bad.
Yeah, come on. How about a warning?
That's not that bad.
17 miles over the speed limit?
It's not that bad. Shh. Anyway, she told him she was rushing to see her dying father in the hospital. So, the officer let her go. He said, all right, I completely understand.
But he followed her.
Yeah, he checked on her info later and found out that her father had actually died in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, he tracked her down.
And wrote her a big ticket.
She's now facing charges for driving with suspended registration and speeding.
You know what? I kind of disagree with that.
What?
I think the transaction, the writing of the ticket or whatever, happens on the spot, doesn't happen retroactively.
Even if you find out the person's lying to you?
I don't know, man.
Then write her the ticket.
See, I see both sides of this. I don't know. Instead of a $200 speeding ticket, which she was originally looking at, now she's looking at thousands of dollars in potential fines and court costs.
Didn't they know right away that she was driving with a
registration? Remember what we said? The bad truth now is better than a good lie later. Isn't that what you just said?
Sure.
Should have listened to Chris's mom. All right, in this one, a guy in Tennessee may have been overestimating his talent. Early Sunday morning, 19-year-old Joseph Michael Hall. Sounds like either a serial killer or a former SNL cast member.
Anthony Michael Hall.
I know. I was just just throwing it out there for discussion. Talks amongst yourselves. Anyway, 19 years old. He's of Knoxville, Tennessee. He was stumbling around drunk. And, of course, naked. Who isn't drunk and naked in Tennessee this time of year? So, anyway.
Hey, it happens. Come on,
Hey, my clothes fell off.
Have you ever gotten so drunk that you wandered around without clothes on out in public?
In public?
I've never gotten that drunk.
Please keep it that way.
Have you ever lost your pants in public when you were so drunk you didn't know what happened to them?
Not in public.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about private. I'm talking about public.
There was the time I tried to jump my neighbor's pool with my motorcycle.
You tried to jump? You were playing Evel Knievel over your neighbor's pool? How did that work out for you?
I rode my motorcycle to a party.
Uh-huh.
And he had this lovely hill that went down and then this berm that went right up and edged the pool.
Uh-huh.
And it was for privacy. It was very well sculpted.
You couldn't resist.
And I looked at this, I thought, I could jump that.
I got this.
Jack Daniels was bolstering me by quite a bit.
You kept your clothes on, though.
I did.
And you took a dip. You took a midnight dip.
They would not allow me to. I got my motorcycle fired up, and they would not allow me to try it.
Who wouldn't allow you?
My friend.
Normally, in that situation, if they were drunk, too, they would be egging you on.
Yeah, you can do it! I get his bike when he dies. No, they wrestled me off the bike and wouldn't let me do it. They probably saved my life or paralysis.
Wrestled you off the
bike? Yeah, basically, because I was determined. At the point when you got... Listen, when you got somebody comes up to you and says, no, come on, man, you got to get off the bike, that just makes you more determined. It's like, get away from me. I'm revving it up and getting ready to do a burnout.
Plus, there are women here. They'll think I'm cool.
Yes.
I think they can give drunk driving tickets retroactively in Florida, so you're admitting this now, and they can write your ticket now with interest.
That was so long ago. Anyway, so 19-year-old drunk and naked Joseph Michael Hall of Knoxville, Tennessee, was walking around drunk, naked, and he had a burst of modesty and decided that he needed to cover himself up. Uh-huh. So what's the most logical thing you do, right? He decided to steal a Bobcat front-end loader as opposed to, I don't know, shorts, towel.
So he's driving down the street now, drunk, driving a front-end loader, naked.
Yep. The cops pulled him over as he was rolling down the highway in the front-end loader just a few blocks away from his home. Arrested for felony theft, public intoxication, underage consumption, misdemeanor vandalism, and indecent exposure.
What do you think the cops say when they see a guy like that? Ah, jeez, again?
Exactly. There's like, oh, Lord. Hey, Bob, watch this. I'm going to tase this one. So all of that information is enough to make you think, gosh, is there any faith left in humanity at all? Allow us to answer that question.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, from the world of entertainment.
Let's make this count. You know, of the last 10 days, this week and next week, it's the only time that all three of us are together.
Oh, that's right.
You're on vacation for the rest of the week after tomorrow.
Well, I hadn't said anything yet, but yes, I am.
I'm on vacation all of next week, so let's make this count.
All right, so no pressure. Make me laugh, fat boy! Here it comes. Tons of people are angry that the Discovery Channel Shark Week special on the Megalodon was really just so fake. People, if you don't like phony shows about giant beasts, then how do you explain the popularity of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo? A new survey is showing that Ryan Gosling is the celebrity most women want to see in a sex tape. Now, how he beat out me and Gallagher, I have no idea.
You and Gallagher together?
I didn't have that implication at the point, but...
Wow.
Hey, listen, whatever floats
your
boat,
Tom. That's very disturbing.
Listen, Tom, I'm not into what your ideas of what's hot,
very
okay?
disturbing.
Lady Gaga also denounced anti-gay activity in Russia. Russia responded by immediately changing all their anti-gay laws, opening their borders, and then throwing away all their nukes. Justin Bieber's entourage is being investigated by police for assaulting someone in a nightclub in the Hamptons. Police believe the entourage actually may have committed the assault by forcing the DJ to make the crowd listen to Justin Bieber music. M. Night Shyamalan turns 43 years old today. Or at least he would if he hadn't actually been dead this whole time. Congress voted to exempt themselves from Obamacare while simultaneously making it legal for themselves to be totally hypocritical, lying morons. Climate change. What? No laugh? No nothing?
Wow. No, it's too infuriating to laugh.
No, that's true. Climate change may increase violence. That's right. The more you hear self-righteous MSNBC idiots lecture about it, the more you want to punch them in the face. And now the rejected joke of the day.
Oh, here we go.
A Florida man was arrested for illegally selling lobsters on Craigslist, which is a really nice change since normally the only thing you get from Craigslist is crabs. Utah beauty pageant winner Kendra McKenzie Gill has been arrested for throwing crudely made bombs at 10 homes. Gill came under suspicion when she was the only contestant to say she does not support world peace. Last but not least, from the world of sports, Alex Rodriguez is suspended through the end of 2014 season, which means during the next two Octobers, he will not be able to completely choke. That has been the quick look at the news. Please, my friends, use all the information contained therein for good and not, oh, you know how it goes, for evil.
I don't think more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? And I was like, how do I get out of this? What do I, scissor kick or something? And how do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem? They gotta get this one in rehab. Who even came up with that? Hey, you know, people love sitting on beans. Not really, but go ahead. Well, it'd be a big bag filled with beans. And we'd make the bag vinyl so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs. Do you even work here? Have a nice bed. I don't believe in making the bed, though. My wife's always like, why don't you ever make the bed? For the same reason I don't tie my shoes after I take them off. Doesn't make sense. Yeah? We're not putting this thing in storage. Hell, I'm hoping to come back in a couple hours. And I would like it open. Because when our bed's made, it's covered in 40 pillows. Like we're stockpiling ammo for the global pillow fight. I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the deal with all these pillows? They're for decoration. How often are you given a tour of our bedroom?
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.